The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program, and I am delighted that you are there. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And yes, I do love to hear from you. I keep saying this, I probably don't emphasize phone calls enough, but I want you to know it is not because I don't enjoy your phone calls. If you listen to a lot of talk radio usually falls into one of two categories. There is phone call-based, caller-based programs, which rely almost completely on phone calls. Just one call after another, one call after another, one call after another. Other programs are content-based. Now, I'm not saying one is better than the other. But if you listen to this program, you know what my preference is. This is a content-based program. Now, I am not in any way, shape, or form comparing myself to Rush Limbaugh. Not in any way. But Rush's program was content-based. He took phone calls occasionally. And it wasn't because he couldn't get people to call. I have heard that you could be on hold for 2-3 hours to get on the air with Rush because he didn't make a whole lot of phone, or he didn't take a whole lot of phone calls. Glenn Beck is primarily content based. He takes a few phone calls here and there. I haven't listened to Glenn Beck for ever for several reasons. One, including the AM doesn't work in my car. It doesn't. The FM works in my car, but my AM doesn't. But if you could see my car, I am grateful that anything works. when I make it back and forth to work, I am just grateful. But anyway, that's the deal with my program. It is primarily content driven. Not caller-driven, but I want to make it clear that I love your phone calls, I welcome your phone calls, and I encourage them. Now, during the week, Monday through Thursday, I prefer that when you call that you be on topic, something that we were just talking about or currently talking about and so forth. And occasionally, Jeff, my engineer/screener, will say, that's off topic and Bob's moved on or whatever. So don't be offended by that. But on Friday, we can talk about anything. There's no such thing as being off topic on Friday. So anyway, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you're a regular listener, you heard me say dozens of times, maybe hundreds, the liberal left hates Trump more than it loves the truth. And that has been proven over and over and over again in so many ways. Hydroxychloroquine. Yes. Hydroxychloroquine was a drug that could be used to treat COVID-19. It had been used safely. It's been used safely in Africa to treat malaria and other viruses for 60 years. 60 years! It has been used, particularly in Africa, but other places around the world and so forth. Very safe when taken appropriately and so on. Until Donald Trump said, you know, maybe we could use hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The entire medical community goes, no, 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 people will die, people will die. Donald Trump said, oh my goodness, this is terrible, it's horrible. Donald Trump's not a doctor and people are going to die. We are now finding out that it was, in many cases, very effective. And another startling thing, the whole COVID thing did not impact Africa like any of the other continents. I mean, it was there, but it really didn't impact Africa. And there is thought that one of the reasons is because hydroxychloroquine was used in Africa a lot, not to treat COVID, but to treat malaria and other viruses. And because it is used so extensively in Africa, it may have been a prophylactic. Yeah, we don't know that for sure. But anyway. Just because Donald Trump liked it, the entire left went crazy and said people are going to die, so on. All right. The origin of COVID-19. I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but we know a whole lot more today than we even did yesterday. Over a year ago, Donald Trump, president of that time, said, you know, there's a chance that this COVID-19 thing came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. We're not sure, we're not positive, but there's a good chance that this virus came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. A handful of Republican representatives in Congress and a tiny handful of senators, Republican senators, brought up the same theory. How were they treated? Oh my goodness. They were treated like buffoons, clowns, idiots, conspiracy kooks, like they wore tinfoil hats on their head. I mean, almost unanimously, the mainstream media went crazy over this. And we were told over and over and over again, this is a conspiracy theory. This is nonsense. This is crazy talk. And Donald Trump is going to get us into a war with China. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the world's premier authority, said, no, it didn't come out of a lab in China. We all know that it came from animals in China, probably from bats or maybe a wet market where meat is sold raw. And then it just jumped over to human beings. That was a year ago. Almost universally, the medical community, the scientific community, the political community, the journalistic community, almost with one voice, called Donald Trump all kinds of names, and anybody who even suggested that it could have come out of a lab in China was insane. That has now changed dramatically. Now, to illustrate what I'm talking about, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to jump in our little Bobberty Live time machine. We have a time machine. I've got it right here. We're going to jump on our time machine, and we're going to punch in March of 2020. And then we're going to go to April of 2020, and then a year ago, May of 2020. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting trip. Stay tuned.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Let's just jump into our little time machine, the Bob Burney Live time machine, and go back to March of last year. Yeah. In March of last year, April of last year, May of last year, almost the entire American scientific community and almost the entire press in America was calling Donald Trump and anyone who indicated that the COVID-19 virus might have originated in the lab in Wuhan, China, as a conspiracy theory, crazy, nutso, and so forth. Here is the New York Times a year ago. Quote, intelligence agencies have been skeptical that the pathogen can be conclusively linked to a lab. Scientists who have studied the genetics of the virus agree. It began as a bat virus and likely evolved to jump to humans. Many have dismissed theories that the virus infected researchers in a lab accident. That was the beginning of March of last year. A little later in March of last year, the New York Times said, and I quote, "An overwhelming body of evidence continues to affirm that the coronavirus almost certainly made its hop into humans from an animal source, as many, many other deadly viruses are known to do. But since the early days of the pandemic, experts have had to fight to combat misinformed rumors that the coronavirus emerged from a lab as a part of a sinister scientific project." Yeah. Then this, in March of last year, headline, ex-CDC director favors unproven virus theory. Quote, "The claims that the virus were created or modified intentionally in a lab were dismissed by scientists and U.S. intelligence officials, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the Trump administration has now concurred with the wide scientific consensus that the COVID-19 virus was not man-made or genetically modified." And then, of course, there was the Chinese government. The Chinese government, prominent Chinese scientists, and many virologists who study the evolution of viruses and the appearance of infectious diseases have said the lab leak theory was very unlikely, citing genetic evidence and the many opportunities for natural infection and human interactions with animals like bats, where the virus is believed to have originated. And I could give you many, many, many other quotes from CNN, New York Times, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, ABC, NBC, all of the major mainstream news sources a year ago, and even up until about 45 days ago, were saying this theory that COVID-19 came out of a Chinese lab is ludicrous. It's silly. It's foolish. It's a conspiracy theory. And Donald Trump was pilloried by the press, left-leaning politicians, and all of that has now changed. Yep. 18 reputable scientists have run an article in the journal Science, quote, calling for a further investigation into the theory that the COVID-19 could have come from a lab in China. On May 2nd, a former Times science reporter Nicholas Wade and another former science reporter Donald McNeil wrote, quote, why the COVID-19 lab leak theory needs another look, both giving credence to the formerly fringe idea that the virus may have escaped a lab in Wuhan. Yeah. Quote, after long smearing the pro-Trump advocates of the position as ignorant and even anti-Asian, the Times is now, this is the New York Times, the Times is now offering a short follow-up story. Yeah. The full headline from the New York Times says, quote, another group of scientists calls for further inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. And I quote, researchers urge an open mind, saying lack of evidence leaves the theories of natural spillover and laboratory leak both viable. Yeah. 1 year ago, the New York Times said that the lab hypothesis, quote, had been debunked. Debunked. And now on May 13th, the New York Times is reporting, another group of scientists calls for further inquiry into origins of the coronavirus. And the natural spillover and laboratory theory is viable now. Interesting. And as I reported to you yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who 1 year ago said, well, that's ridiculous, just this past weekend said, you know, I'm not convinced now that it came from animals, and we need to look into this laboratory thing. Yeah, what a change. It just is another proof that often settled science is not quite so settled.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.